Now, throughout the show, we've been electing our NFL AM cabinet. Eric, Mark, and Steve have already cast their ballot for 8 of the 10 positions, so that leaves us with just 2. Vice President, which coach is our VP?
Well, at the halfway point, I have to go and cast my vote for Mike Smith, the Atlanta Falcons. You have your team at 8-0. Can't get better. You had 8 shots, and you found a way to get it done. Your team is playing at an exceptional rate. I mean, they are clicking on all cylinders. Offense, defense, special teams. Quarterback spreading the ball around. Defensively, you have playmakers showing up. You brought him in to do just that. They are getting it done. I think he's doing an excellent job with his coaching staff as well. I got to give the guy a nod.
I got Joe Philbin in a landslide.
Wow.
Think
wow.
about this. He came okay. over, you know, he came over from Green Bay, and I know this is uncomfortable, but he lost the son. And he subjected, he was subject to the real harsh scrutiny of Hard Knocks. We were all making fun of him. And this guy has a team that was supposed to be 2 years away from being 2 years away in contention for a playoff spot at 4-3 with a rookie quarterback who was not one of the one or two guys, with no-name receivers, and with a guy who wasn't supposed to be a bell cow back. And for a guy who was supposed to be an offensive coach, he's got the defense playing really well. I think that what he's done in terms of, especially in terms of the political arts, marshaling the forces around him, has just been absolutely extraordinary.
Very well said. But I'm going back to the coach of the undefeated Atlanta Falcons. That would be Mike Smith. Now, again, on the theme of this political year we're in, what do great leaders do? He had to deal with the changing of both of his houses of Congress, a new offensive coordinator and a new defensive coordinator. He was able to get them all on the same page with all of that talent on the team to get a team to play steady. They're 8-0, absolutely, but they've won close, they've won big, they've won in different ways, and now they're 8-0. He's probably coaching them like they're 2-6, not letting them get too excited because they've got to finish the job because the season's only halfway over. They're at the midterm.
We have to finish the job here. We have our VP, now president. It's the NFL MVP. Steve, who do you have?
At the midterm, look at the picture. How presidential is that?
It is very
Matt
presidential.
Ryan, quarterback of the Atlanta Falcons. He does not have the bulky stats of some of the other quarterbacks, but he is leading a team in several different ways. He's throwing the short passes, the deep passes, the running game. Having covered the team and know how the players respect Matt Ryan, he has their full vote of confidence. He's a leader in the ultimate phrase, in the ultimate way. He's won games in the clutch for them. Matt Ryan is the MVP.
Wow, here we go.
Got to agree. I got to get on the Matty Ice bandwagon. Now, listen, they are 8-0, and they have great receivers, Quintoris Lopez and Roddy White and Tony Gonzalez. But what is the common thread that runs through that? The quarterback. One thing that Steve didn't mention is his completion percentage has gone up from last year 61 to about 69%. I think if you look at it, listen, this is an undefeated team, and the quarterback is the most valuable single piece on this team. You got to give Matty Ice some credit. I know it's Steve's boy.
That's
well
killing you. It's killing you, isn't it? Killing you.
Well, we just talked about the vice president and what a great job he's doing. But we all know he gets to come to the party and he has all the special forces behind him and, you know, the security and everything. But really, the president has to do all the work. And that's the reason that they are 8-0. Matt
wow.
has come in with the pressure on him yep. to get it done, and all the expectations are there for this team to perform. He has all the weapons around him, and he's using them. He has this team in a comfortable state. Everything is going exactly as planned. That doesn't always happen, and that's a very difficult thing to do when the expectations are there. You have the pieces in place. Do you have the right person to implement the plan and get you to the finish line? So far, he seems to be that guy.
So we have Matty Ice, the Matchroll, and now the Prez.
The president.
A new nickname here.
I don't think
here.
We should push that one. It's only midterm. Yeah. It's only the midterm.
It's just the
half season ago.
The Prez. I didn't give him the full
halfway.
Name. It's the Prez.
Okay. Halfway.
All show long, we've been asking for your thoughts on our NFL AM cabinet. So not only are you voting, but you're tweeting today. Here's what we have. Let's just put Aaron Rodgers in the White House. Problem solved.
It's already been there.
Pretty true. Second one, Peyton Manning for leader of the free world. He makes everyone around him better and corrects their mistakes.
Not bad.
And finally, can Richard Sherman? No, this one's good.
Oh, here we go.
Wait, this one's really good.
Our guy.
Can Richard Sherman win Speaker of the House? He's done a lot of talking this year.
Oh, let's get him in here.
That's nice. Speaker of the House.
We
got to get you mad, bro. We got to get you mad, bro.
You mad, bro?
Yeah, with the patriotic music in the background,
right.
Of course.